And you have to shell it along things like you do peas.
What about if you take the tops off the turnips and cook them, you say you got a mess of what?
Turnip salad.
Uh-huh.
And cook the roots, it's just turnips. Put the roots and tops together, they're better.
Uh-huh. We were talking about heads of cabbage or heads of lettuce, and you know, you talk about cattle as so many heads, have so many head of cattle. Have you ever heard of anybody refer to the number of children that they have as so many head of children?
Like a family?
Yeah. Say, I've got 6 head of children. You have heard of that?
Yeah, my daughter got 7.
Is that right?
She got 7 children. 6 girls and 1 little boy.
What if somebody had 7 boys and 7 girls, talking about the number of children, you'd say he had a whole...
The man dead now, but his widow still lives. Down the road here, peace. Finch. I think they had 16 children.
Mm.
I think there was more boys than there was girls, but they had them pretty near divided up. But the 16 got grown.
Mm-hmm.
An old man in his family had.
Have you ever heard people talk about a whole passel of children?
That's common. So and so's got a passel of children. What is a passel? Yeah. I have to turn on you now.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know, I ain't never noticed what a passel meant.
Uh-huh. Okay,
that's
we know.
Common word that you really use.
Mm-hmm. All right. When you pick corn, what do you call that green covering that you take off the ears? It's the what?
That's a shuck.
Uh-huh.
And then silk it.
That's the stuff that's on the ear?
Like hair, yeah.
What about the stuff that grows out of the top of it? That's the what?
That's a tassel when it's growing in the field.
Uh-huh. What about the what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? That's what?
Don't eat it, but I cook it. Yeah, just boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Put salt and butter on it and eat it. It's better that way.
Have you ever heard people talk about roasting ears?
Roasting ears, yeah, sure. We've eat on roasting ears. We'd steal them out of forest cornfield. Whoever, at first, it's spring, you'd patch a roasting ear, you'd plant a roasting ear patch,
mm-hmm.
which was early corn. And then up in June and July, we hit his real corn.
What do you call this large round thing that's orange colored? You see a lot of them around Thanksgiving and Halloween. People make jack-o'-lanterns?
Pumpkins. Pumpkin.
Until we were talking about vegetables a minute ago. I don't think we talked about this one. It's colored yellow and has kind of a crooked neck.
The squash.
Is there any particular name for it when you let it dry?
Nothing but a squash is all I've known. Okay. It'd be good.
What about some of the different kinds of melons that you raise?
Well, mostly watermelons and cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm. What are the different types of watermelons?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the names, but I know them.
What about the color? Is the color of the meat different?
No, well, there's some yellow meat. And most of them red meat.
Is there any way to tell the difference between the red and yellow ones without cutting them?
No, I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to see inside of it before I could name it.
Yeah, I would too. What do you call these little things that grow out in some people's yards? Sometimes they grow on logs or stumps of trees. They're kind of shaped like an umbrella.